Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
World is flooding down in Texas.
Stevie Ray, late great Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. I always like bringing you a little SRV from time to time. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my main website. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ellen Rohr is our guest. Ellen Rohr is the author of Bare Bones Biz Plan, Where Did the Money Go? That's two different books. You need both of these and all the other things that she does. She is the lady who talks to us about how to, the common sense of running a small business. She always does that. Ellen, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about stupid policies, right? Stupid systems that we make our teams do, and it shows a lack of trust with them.
Right.
It demonstrates poor customer care. It creates tension with them and the customers. It causes people not to want to come back. I hate it when they tell me, well, I'm sorry, I know that doesn't make any sense, but it's our policy. How about that?
It's our policy. And policy is usually made by somebody in an office instead of getting up and walking around.
Mm-hmm.
We talked, you know, right before the break about...
Oh, yeah, you were telling us the Lincoln story.
Yeah, and this is... I heard he developed this, or that's when they put a name to what he did. But here he is as the president of the country at perhaps the worst time in our country's history, where hundreds of thousands of Americans are killing each other, and he has got to put an end to this war. And so he hires general after general, and they're not getting it done. And he finally says, I've got to go to the battlefield and find out what their issues are. What are the challenges?
There are pictures showing him sitting in garrison with these in the field with these... in bivouac, I should say, with these guys.
And he was taller than anybody with a stovepipe hat, and he was brave enough to go, but to support the team and the generals that way and see how he could really be effective as opposed to bark orders from afar. And that's what's wrong with so many managers, is that they don't leave their office, they don't understand, they try and put a system in that's going to police their people as opposed to build relationships with their people and find out how they could solve problems in a better way. You know what I've learned, because I'm the laziest girl on the planet?
What?
Is that your team will fix everything for you.
Yeah.
They know.
Well,
you got
to give the, and so instead of developing policies that you think is going to protect your bottom line, every nickel of your bottom line, give your team members some latitude, give them some responsibility and some authority, because when they're not tied down by a policy, by a stupid policy that's just going to make your customers happy, they'll fix an unhappy situation to make your customers happy to come back and bring you more money than you could ever have saved with a policy.
Absolutely. And I do believe in some policy, and this is where you need policy. Like, I work with a lot of plumbers. If you are 100 miles from the shop and you go to the back of your truck and you open a box that's supposed to have a part in it, and that part has been robbed by someone else and you don't have what you need, we need a better policy for stocking the truck.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So you create
that's
policies.
That's internal.
You create policies to set people up to win, not set people up to fail.
But you know, Ellen, how many times have you, I don't know if this has happened to me, but it happened to me not long ago. Something happened that was really stupid. It was nobody's fault, but it was really something. It caused me some trouble.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was just a regular manager at the local installation. He said, "Mr. Blasingame, I'm sorry that this happened. I want to give you a coupon for whatever. I don't even remember what it was." But he said, "We just want to make this right for you, and we're sorry it happened. Hopefully, this will let you know that we don't like this," or whatever. However he handled it. But my point, I went away thinking, I want to do business with those people again. Even though 5 minutes before I was unhappy.
Yeah, and we're going to make mistakes. Just own up. Do your best. Dig out of a hole. In fact, digging out of a hole can be your shining hour. The way you respond to when something goes wrong can be your shining hour. And not everything can be managed by putting a policy in place. So put in policies for the housekeeping, and then... But find the reason for those policies by walking around, by riding along, by sitting side by side and asking your people, what do we ask do that's really dumb? What could we get rid of that would make your life easier? And they'll help you.
You know, you were speaking earlier about things you can do with customers. Customers will tell you what they want. They'll tell
Absolutely.
You about your policies. And so I've been in a hotel. You were talking about earlier about getting rousted out of your behind your do not disturb sign. Somebody's asking you, did you want service? But I've walked down the hall, the maids have said, you still don't want service today? And I said, no, I'm fine, thank you. And or I would say, can I have some towels? You know.
Right.
But my point is, we actually have a conversation in the hall.
Sure. And why not make that part of the overall service experience? It doesn't all have to be on a checklist. Checklists are great. I believe in procedures. But let's not overdo it, and let's not put our people in dumb positions. Because, you know, people put up with a lot of stuff they hate, Jim. I have worn an itchy uniform. I have hated the particular things that I've had to put up with in my job. But if the overall intention of the company, if the mission of the company, if the work we do is wonderful, and if the people that I work with are fantastic, I'll put up with a lot of stuff.
Well, but you know, the thing is the policy you should have with regard to customers is, what is it going to take to make you happy? That's our policy.
Is that so hard?
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. If you have the opposite feeling, you've got to have a policy so customers won't take advantage of you. That's the zero. That's zero sum thinking.
And what I'm really getting to these days is that this interplay between customers and employees and management is that if it's not anything to make the customer happy at the expense of the employees want to make your customers happy.
Yeah, that's right.
So engage them too.
Ellen, I need your website, please.
It's ellenroar.com, ellenroar.com.
Stay with us, folks. We're going to be right back after these messages. More to come with Ellen Roar. Do not unbuckle those seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.